silence, that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. But there's a code of silence and it can't go on.
On 1st of February 2012. For newcomers, help yourself to the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You'll see a bunch of the other sites I have listed there on that page. And remember, they all have audios for downloads. They all have transcripts of a lot of the talks in English for print up. And if you want to go into other languages, you have to pick the ones provided at alanwalksentinel.eu. And for print up and help yourself, as I say. Remember to make good use of the site, because we don't know how long it'll be up there, because everything is rapidly changing, as we all know. And eventually, the goal is to leave you with the correct sites and your mainstream media and government websites, etc. And there'll be lots of porn left on you to keep watching and playing with the internet. And of course, lots of ads and things like that to buy things. Lots of spooky stuff as well. And ooh, are we all aliens? And that kind of stuff. That's what you'll be left with, the internet. And that's the way it's planned to go. So make use of the website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, while you can. Because who knows when they'll pull it all down. And number two, you are the audience to bring me to you. You can help me by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And from the US to Canada, you can use a personal check or an international postal money order from the post office. Same price as an ordinary postal order. Here is the international. You can send cash and use PayPal. Across the world, you've got Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And the straight donations are really awfully welcome, because I don't bring on people who advertise and pretend they're guests. And you're listening to an hour's ad in some ways. I don't do that. And I don't have shares in what they're selling either, or own their companies for that matter either. So yeah, I really need your support to keep plugging on and putting your stuff out here. And what I try to do here is simply chronicle the events. That's all we're doing. Chronicling the events and going back into the history of the organizations which set up this global structure, the big plan to take over all of the world's natural resources. That includes you folks as people. We are natural resources. We're self-producing, you know, like a tree. And basically bring the world into global society, which they themselves, the elite, would rule, as they always have ruled, in fact. And they also planned the wars that would be necessary to pave the way to this global structure. Wars are awfully good for them, as quickly and others have said. You get more done in 5 years of war, because government takes over with martial law during war. We accept more tyranny, we accept rationing even, all these kind of things, searches during wartime. So it changes society from within. It doesn't matter who you're fighting, they get changed as well. So they can get more of it done in 5 years of war than 50 years of peace and propaganda. And it's so very, very true. Look how quickly people have adapted to this whole system and since 2001. Very quickly. And it's not a surprise. The elites have done this before, of course, in other countries, and they know exactly if it works one place, it'll work in another place. And the same slogans come out, they've always come out, done through the hundreds and centuries of, all the centuries and centuries of the same con games, way back to the Roman days too. It was always to keep you safe and give up your rights. And all the same stuff, same slogans, and military, of course, obeys and becomes a tyrant over the public. Old story. Go into the archives, as I say, at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and I'll go through the history of the Cecil Rhodes Foundation, the Milner Foundation, that also joined with them, to become the Royal Institute of International Affairs, also called the Council on Foreign Relations, that work through your government, through all your media, and bring you to the world order. Back with more after this.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, folks. I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix. And I'm sure everyone's heard about behaviorism. I've gone on about behaviorism so often, and to do with the behaviorists, the ones who really came out after Pavlov and Skinner and all these different characters that did shocking things on children, even their own children, and other people's children, and dogs and various things like that, to alter behavior, you see. You see, they could put conditioned responses into animals, new ones, that is. And, of course, this is all to do with people because Pavlov had a tremendous effect in setting up the school system in the Soviet Union to do with brainwashing the children in very effective ways. And that went into mainstream psychiatry, and of course that was used across the world, and we're all under the really behaviorist techniques today. Neuroscience has joined with them. Lots of neuroscientists are behaviorists, and of course they work too with big pharma. Pharma helps put you into the right kind of moods to get your behavior altered as well. So it's all one big mass of scientists, different schools, who work together trying to alter your behavior. But it's done on every level as well, because in Britain, for many, many, many years, they've often come up with new agendas with the police to train the public, to retrain the public to do or not to do certain things, you see. But in the U.S., it's becoming, it's just really kind of starting now where they've given them authority to retrain the public. We've had these things in Canada, too, where cops will go through around sewer markets and look for doors that are open, or unlocks and keys in the data, and they come and take the keys away and so on, and wait for the owner coming and give them a talking to like a little child, and that's to retrain you, because now the authority But in the U.S., of course, being the U.S., they go a step further, because everyone's heard about the stories about the guy who got tasered by a female ranger, park ranger, who stopped him from walking his dogs. Because in December, apparently, it was taken over, that area where these people walked their dogs. It's all kind of yuppie area. And the colony had done that for many, many years. And this was nighttime, and she told me to stop and didn't have an ID. And we'll see if he gave her false ID or not. It doesn't matter what you said, his name was Smith or whatever. I'm sure he just wanted to get away from this little haranguer who was going to buy the book because it was something to prove, you see. And so he tried to walk away, and she tasered him. Now, taser, too, is a good technique, because you'll have to use different terms, you see, that kind of sway away from what it really is. It's just a cattle prod on wires. We're cattle, you see. You know? And it's being used now for compliance reasons. It's compliance, you know, if you want to comply immediately, boom, that's torture, you see. But it doesn't matter. Everyone puts up with it. I've seen lots of these stories. I've read lots on the air over the years. Anyway, it says San Mateo County Sheriff's deputies and paramedics arrived after he was tasered, and Hesterberg gave his real name, the park spokesman said. It's when you reel down towards the bottom, you find that the PR, the public relations or propaganda person for the park rangers, basically says that they're training the public, to train the public, you see, and or to educate them. The region was trying to educate residents of the rule. This is the one who's standing up for her boss, Levitt said. So, zap, they're just trying to educate you, you see. That's all it was. And nothing will happen about it, because no one will, well, it wasn't me, it got zapped, I'll be okay, you know. And that's why these characters rise up through the ranks as little toughies. Oh, she's tasered before or shot them or whatever. Now, this is quite a piece here, because I don't know if people realize how the British government runs. It's all by deception. It's always been by deception. Long before you had governments, in fact, as we know them, you simply had kings and queens with advisors around them. And then, of course, it gave you this government thing. But I've never stopped the cons on the public. When you get knighted, you then belong to a society, a very august society. And, of course, you can be stripped of your knighthood, too. But generally, when you're stripped of your knighthood, you have to do something awfully, awfully bad, which generally is something that involves shining the spotlight on your own peer class, as they call it. Anything else, ripping the public court, doesn't matter. But you can't disgrace your fellow members. So this doesn't smell right, this story. And so it's probably a piece to really lay the blame onto this guy, who will do his duty. Fred Goodwin is his name. He was the ex-Royal Bank of Scotland chief, which isn't Scottish. It's actually owned by the English government. And anyway, the Queen probably says, "Look, listen, Fred, we've got to give somebody the blame and sway it away from the government and so on. So we're going to have to do this to you. Do you mind? You know, well, you know, it's not a good cause." And he'll be well financed. And then, of course, he comes back in a few years and he'll reinstate his knighthood. See? This is how it will go. And it says, ex-Royal Bank of Scotland chief Fred Goodwin does a runner. You know, he's a scarper. He blew town just minutes after the Queen strips him of knighthood. And now he's just plain old Mr. Fred Goodwin. And he fled yesterday after the Queen stripped his knighthood and so on. It says the former Sir Fred sneaked away from his mansion in Edinburgh's Grange in a Jaguar XJ after being told he faced public humiliation. A special committee ruled that Goodwin had brought the Royal Bank of Scotland to their knees and triggered the worst recession since World War II. So here's the guy we've been looking for all this time. He caused this depression. It was him all the time, eh? Didn't know that, did you? And of course it wasn't him. He was just another money grubber doing what they're all doing, giving himself the guys all before him are still sirs and lords that all had the same position, and they were giving themselves their billion-dollar bonuses and stuff after they caused the crashes. And it was his top civil servant, Sir estranged wife, Lady Joyce, now just Mrs. Goodwin, wasn't far behind as she dashed away in a Range Rover from the couple's other luxury home in leafy Collington. She looked stunned by the news that he was no longer a knight. As she returned last night, neighbours said they felt sorry and all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. They didn't have somebody for the husband. It's entirely proper this decision was made. And then it says, it's all gossip. What do you think of it? The neighbours, I mean, who cares what they think about it? Eh? Anyway, it says that the decision was made by a secretive, listen to this, forfeiture committee, made up of senior civil servants and government lawyers, and approved by the Queen. See, they have all these strange super committees you never ever hear of, that override parliaments and work above parliaments, and every British Commonwealth country has one. So it's just amazing that they still exist, but they exist all right. Prime Minister Cameron said, I welcome the committee's decision. The FSA report into what went wrong at RBS made clear where the failures lay and who was responsible. To say the British government owns about 80 to 85% of the shares and all that bank. The proper process has been followed, and I think we've ended up with the right decision. So that's really what it's all about, really. It's putting the blame on someone, and I think it's a setup because he's still collecting his paycheck. And he's probably given a few other million, you know, to deal with for about 6 months to a year. And then once it's forgotten about, so they'll reinstate him as a knight once again. You know. That's really how it works. But he wasn't the cause of it. All the banks were at it, as we well know. Now, last year, an article came out, and I read about it and put it up there. But it went nowhere, the article, and it was pretty stunning. And it said, as with the clinical trials of a drug called TCA in cancer patients, and it says there that it sounds almost too good to be true, a cheap and simple drug that kills almost all cancers by switching off their immortality. The drug dichloroacetate, it's called, TCA, has already been used for years to treat rare metabolic disorders, and so is known to be relatively safe. It also has no patents, meaning it could be manufactured for a fraction of the cost of newly developed drugs. So I guess the big companies are not interested. And apart from that, the agenda is not interested. They want us to die of cancers. Brings down the population. Evangelos Michaelakis, it's called, of the University of Alberta, Edmonton, Canada, and his colleagues tested the DCA on human cells cultured outside the body and found that it killed lung, breast, and brain cancer cells, but not healthy cells. Tumors in rats deliberately infected with human cancer also shrank drastically when they were fed DCA laced water for several weeks. DCA attacks a unique feature of cancer cells, the fact that they make their energy throughout the main body of the cell rather than in distinct organelles called mitochondria. This process, called glycolysis, is inefficient and uses up vast amounts of sugar. This is until now has been assumed that cancer cells use glycolysis because their mitochondria were irreparably damaged. However, Michaelakis' experiments prove this is not the case because DCA reawakened the mitochondria in cancer cells. The cells then withered and died. Michaelakis suggests that the switch to glycolysis is an energy source occurs when cells in the middle of the abnormal but benign lump don't get enough oxygen for the mitochondria to work properly. In order to survive, they switch off the mitochondria and start producing energy through glycolysis. And it says that crucially, though, mitochondria do another job in cells. They activate apoptosis. This is the process by which abnormal cells self-destruct. When cells switch mitochondria off, they become immortal, outliving other cells in the tumor and so becoming dominant. Once reawakened by DCA, mitochondria reactivate apoptosis and order the abnormal cells to die. Back with more after this break.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hi, I'm back, heading to the Matrix. We're hearing about DCA, which experiments in Canada found that it could actually certainly reduce cancer or kill it off, and it's unpatented, and it has some side effects too, mind you. But it says DCA can cause pain, numbness, and gait as walking disturbances in some patients. But this may be a price worth paying, but turns out to be effective against all cancers. Next step is to run clinical trials of DCA in people with cancer. These may have to be funded by charities, universities, and governments. Well, the government won't do much because they want you to die off too. Pharmaceutical companies are unlikely to pay because they can't make money on unpatented medicines. The payoff is that the DCA does work. It will be easy to manufacture and dirt cheap. Well, that's how it should be. But I believe if it got going, we'd give you some law would get passed and the big boys would take it over. Anyway, says Paul Clark, a cancer cell biologist at the University of Dundee in the UK, says findings challenge the current assumption that mutations, not metabolism, spark off cancers. The question is, which comes first, he said. So it was quite a breakthrough, but I haven't seen much on it since. I'll put it up tonight, this particular article. And also another article about it, which is in more detail for those who can remember their biology, etc., and physiology. So it's quite interesting to see what's out there. There's many things out there, but of course, again, too, it's to get approval to be used for that purpose, even though it's already approved for other purposes. So put that up. And this article, too, this next article is with banks. Of course, every country is getting whacked right now as we ponder. This is the same formula they used in the Great Depression, where the big banks ended up with owning masses of land and houses and God knows what else as they crashed the economies. But anyway, Denmark's banking crisis is getting worse, threatening to trigger more failures as loans to farms and small businesses sour and the property markets fail to recover, the head of the Financial Supervisory Authority said. We have a small group of institutions where we think there might be a risk that within the next 12 to 18 months they'll run into solvency problems. Ulrich Nødgaard, Director General of the Copenhagen-based FSA, said in an interview yesterday, any notion that the group of troubled banks might get smaller than we thought has probably been taken off the table for a while. So they're still trying to recover from a property bubble, same con that went on there too across the world that burst in 2007, hurting businesses as consumers cut spending and leaving farmers struggling to repay loans after the economy fell into recession. There are guys that buy these farms over for peanuts, well, just like the Great Depression too, happened in Germany too. And so same old con game, same things. House prices plunged an annual 8.5% in November as the gap between bids and ask prices widened. You find too that when they're buying, when people are getting right down to rock bottom and the houses are devalued down to a fraction of what they're worth, the same big boys buy all over streets of them. That's what happened in England too. They have whole areas and regions within Britain all owned by sometimes a couple of brothers. These banks at risk of being declared insolvent represent about 3% of Denmark's financial industry, Nordgaard said. So everyone's getting whacked with these wonderful people that handle the cash, you know, who've done this many times before, at least twice a century. That's their usual. And this article, too, is interesting about the U.S. because we know that the U.S. government holds a lot of the mortgages and actually owns a lot of the houses now that they took over, trying to ease it a little bit when they're all crashing. And they're putting them back on the markets to their pals, of course. Private equity firms are jumping into distressed housing as the U.S. government plans to market 200,000 foreclosed homes as rentals to speed up the economic recovery. That's how they've done it over the last century or more. That's why maybe a few people end up owning streets and streets and streets. GTIS Partners will spend $1 billion by 2016 acquiring single-family homes to manage as rentals. Thomas Shapiro, the fund's founder, said that followed announcements this month that GI Partners, a Menlo Park private equity fund, expects to invest $1 billion and Los Angeles-based Oak Tree Capital Management, LP, will spend $450 million on similar housing. It's a massive market. You can feel them salivating, these sharks, eh? Really. Shapiro said in a telephone interview from New York, we're starting to see this as a billion-dollar opportunity to buy rental housing. And believe these guys are really up the rents, too. Anyway, creating more single-family rental properties is one of the series of programs introduced by President Barack Obama's administration aimed at reviving the housing market. An S&P Case-Shiller index of property values in 20 cities has dropped 33% from its peak in July 2006, and 12% of homeowners with a mortgage are either delinquent or in foreclosure. Last week, the administration revised its Home Affordable Modification Program, offering government incentives for mortgage investors, but only to big corporations. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, when they forgive debt on homes that lost value, as a way of preventing delinquent borrowers from losing their houses. And so it goes into increasing rentals and so on and tells you other cities that are doing across the whole states. And it goes through the big corporations that are buying them over, because they're the only ones we offered them from the government, you see. It's all here, you know, isn't it? So much cash you got. Just the federal agency which oversees some plans to complete initial transactions in the first quarter of this year, offering some of the 180,000 foreclosed homes in their inventory to private operators as rental properties. Corinne Russell, spokeswoman, said in a telephone interview. And in this public-private partnership, you'll pay for the frigging all fixed up. And then back to the private guys. Back with more after.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Hi. My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Hi. Back. I think Mr. Mitchie's talking about all the homes that were repossessed, basically, and the people kicked out of them, of course, who ended up in tent cities, etc., so that now the bankers can get them all for peanuts. But it says 1 trillion liquidations are due, but 7.5 million homes with a current market value of $1 trillion will be liquidated through foreclosures or other distressed sales by 2016, according to an October 27 report by Chang. That will add to the estimated 20 million single-family homes already operated as rentals, which have yielded annual returns averaging 8.1% since 1990. Chang's report said. Then talk about how the rentals can produce cash flows known as capitalization rate or cap rate that reduce losses more than reselling foreclosed homes at a time of weak demand, the Federal Reserve report said. So it's just astonishing how they just plunder the public, eh? Twice a century generally, and that's their history anyway. And we put up with it. We, you know, people lose everything. But again, too, that's people do put up with it. That's the problem. Preliminary estimates suggest about two-fifths of Fannie Mae's REO in inventory would have a cap rate above 8%, sufficiently high to indicate renting the property might deliver a better loss recovery than selling the property, the Fed papers said. So they really do well, you know, these guys who buy over chunks of towns and cities and end up putting extortionate rates to for a 12-by-12 room you end up living in. Like New York or something like that. But that's how they do it, folks. That's how you get rich, isn't it? That's how you get rich. Now, there's also a site I'm putting up tonight. It'll be all over the place tomorrow. I'll bring a copy, I'll guarantee you. But it's from the World Economic Forum. And it's to do with the GAC. And it's a Global Agenda Committee, basically, our council, the Global Agenda Council. And it comes up as, I'm not kidding, it's a Global Agenda Council. And they have all these buttons that come up on the page where it comes up. Just click them on, you'll see who's in each one. And it's all the big business boys, or all the big names come up, and faces, etc., familiar faces. They're buying all the homes in the U.S. for peanuts, same kind of characters, and how it's for the global good, and they're all working for the global agenda. So I'll put it out for you tonight too. The Global Agenda Councils, did you know that? There's hundreds of them, and they all come up on this site. Now, there's been movies put out in the past to do with the big pharmaceutical companies, which go down into Latin America and bribe a few people there, the right people, and then they test out their vaccines on them. They've even had them in some of these outbreak movies that they have, and they're still at it, you see. Where do you get poor folk? That's what they do. They're doing it in India, too, of course. It's always the same companies, too. GlaxoSmithKline, Argentina Laboratories Company, was fined 400,000 pesos, but that's about $90,000, I think, by Judge Marcelo Aguinsky, following a report issued by a report issued by the National Administration of Medicine, Food and Technology. It's called ANMAT in Spanish, for irregularities during the lab vaccine trials conducted between 2000 and 2008. I remember reading it at the time when it happened, that allegedly killed 14 babies, actually more. They reduced it down for the court case. Likewise, two doctors, Hector Abatze and Miguel Tregnagy, were fined with 300,000 pesos each for irregularities during the studies. So this gets the company really off the hook, as soon as the doctors, you see. The charges included experimenting with human beings, as well as falsifying parental authorization, they're forging signatures and everything, so babies could participate in vaccine trials conducted by laboratories from 2007 to 2008. Since 2007, 15,000 children under the age of one from Mendoza, San Juan, and San Diego del Estero have been included in the research protocol, a statement of what the study is trying to achieve. Babies were recruited from poor families that attended to public hospitals, that went to public hospitals for help, for treatment. So, can we have your baby, please, for the experiment? A total of seven babies died in San Diego del Estero, five in Mendoza, and two in San Juan. Pediatrician Anna Marchese, who reported the case through the Argentine Federation of Health Professionals and was working at the Eva Perón Children's Public Hospital in San Diego del Estero when the studies were being conducted, said this morning in conversations with Continental AM Radio that GSK Argentina, that's GlaxoSmithKline, set a protocol at the hospital and recruited several doctors working there. It's so easy to get them all involved for cash, eh? When money talks, morality walks. These doctors took advantage of many illiterate patients and to take their children for treatment by pressuring and forcing them into signing 28-page consent forms, which they probably couldn't even read, and getting them involved in the trials. Laboratories can't experiment in Europe or the United States, so they come to do it in third world countries. Colombia and Panama were also chosen by GSK as staging grounds for trials of the vaccine against the pneumococcal bacteria. And it says, likewise, Marchese explained, the modus operandi, once a patient arrives, would automatically disappear to be taken somewhere else in order to be treated by those doctors, specially recruited by the GSK. These kind of practices are not legal and occurred without any type of state control, plus they don't comply with minimum ethical requirements. Marchese also remembered that laboratory trials on human beings are not legalized in Argentina. See, they break every law in the book, but they get away with it. Thinking rich, and have lots of connections. She says, too, there are already exist very good vaccines for the same diseases. But we all know how laboratories work. They only care for their own business. In other words, they're experimenting with different stuff than what they're telling them. And goodness knows what it is they're giving them. There's some precursor to what they'll give us down the road. You know, they'll turn us into little people or something. To end, Dr. Marchese aimed to San Diego del Estero Governor Gerardo Zamora, who never ever came out to stage comments on the case, and same happened with national deputies and senators that didn't even bother into discussing a hot topic that was echoed worldwide because they're all bribed. That's it. And she says, I'm also ashamed of the scientific community that also kept this mouth shut. Well, that's the real world, isn't it? That is the real world. And it goes on with more and more information, but you can look that up for yourselves if you care. And you actually should look into these things, because if one day you'll get it, or your child will get this stuff, it's got nothing to do with what they tell you it is, like the previous vaccinations, except to attack your endocrine system, sterilize you, and make sure that you don't live past the age of about 55 or 60. And lobbying. Lobbying. I mean, we really are getting poisoned from every level, you know. As I say, Monsanto is a must-be. It's been backed by governments, backed by courts. Anybody complaining about the stuff getting wafted on their farms and growing their genetically modified corn or whatever they're up to, they get their blamed. No, you're blamed. You can't complain about it. You're blamed for it and fined until you lose the farm, generally. I've done some articles in the past on this. And incredibly powerful group. They've got their own little internal military, too. But, you know, the big enforcers, you call them, basically. The heavies, the guys who set on you to intimidate and threaten you. They should have lots of them. They get away with that, too. So it must be that they get across the whole world and poison everybody except the elite who can afford really, really natural food. They don't call it organic, but it's really just natural food. How we eat is unnatural. It's modified. Monsanto spent $2 million lobbying government, it says here. This is $2 million in the third quarter to lobby the federal government on issues, including regulations for genetically engineered crops and patent reforms, according to a recent disclosure report. That's slightly more than the $1.9 million Monsanto spent a year earlier, and end up almost 18% from the $1.7 million spent during previous quarters. What do you think it means when they say they spent $2 million lobbying? They already have the staff. The money changes hands to the guys who listen to them in government. That's where the cash goes. The world's largest seed company lobbied Congress and the U.S. Department of Agriculture over regulations that would affect the distribution of genetically engineered crops that the company's Roundup Ready sugar beets and alfalfa, according to disclosure of the company filed October 18th, that was last year, with the House Clerk's Office. The company also lobbied Congress on patent protection reforms. Monsanto spends years, or sometimes more than a decade, developing patented strains of genetically engineered crops. Maintaining those patent rights is key to the company's profit model. The company lobbied the Congress and the Department of Justice on issues surrounding agricultural consolidation and antitrust enforcement. And I'll put that up tonight as well, this article, along with another one on Monsanto as well. Because what they were really lobbying for, too, was for the U.S. government to put its heavy hand on all the European countries that are not they don't want the stuff imported from the U.S. into their countries. It's actually been put into law. Put the heavy hand on. Don't give them any loans. Don't help them. Don't buy any of their stuff until they give in. That's what they're doing. Big corporations, you see, big corporations have more power than governments, really. Now, another article, too, is awfully important because it's to do with mind control, real mind control, of course, because we've seen them torturing people and waterboarding people in the movies, and actually do it a lot in reality. And they're even doing it domestically, now I understand. And in other words, you get to tell them what they're thinking, what's really in their brain. Tell us the truth. And so this article comes out from the BBC News. It says, Science decodes internal voices. Researchers have demonstrated a striking method to reconstruct words based on the brainwaves of patients thinking off those words. The technical report is reported in PLOS Biology, relies on gathering electrical signals directly from patients' brains. Based on signals from listening patients, the computer model was used to reconstruct the sounds of words the patients were thinking of. The model may, in future, help comatose and locked-in patients communicate. You know what to do with, this stuff's going to be everywhere, where they're reading your mind as you walk down the street. That's what it's all about. This is the war business, folks. They don't care about people in comas. did is they use paraplegics to embed these little chips in their brains so they can do their emailing. DARPA did that. And it's something you look it up yourself and see. That's just using someone who's so down that they'll do anything that might help them. But this stuff is all to be used on the public down the road. Several projects have recently suggested that scientists are closing in on methods to tap into our very thoughts. The current study achieved its results by implanting electrodes directly into a part of participants' brains. Now, you couple that with Microsoft's admissions last year and the year before that they don't really need those little helmets to put on you to have interactive computer games, etc. They can actually use the same antenna around the screen to massage your brain. Well, you put that together with what these guys are doing here with this technique, and you don't need any wires at all. A 2011 study of participants with electrodes in direct brain contact were able to move a cursor on a screen. That was old stuff. They done it long before 2011, by the way, and I think it was in Sweden. A technique called functioning magnetic resonance imaging to track blood flow in the brain has shown promise for identifying which words or ideas someone may be thinking about. By studying patterns of blood flow related to particular images, Jack Gallant's group at the University of California, Berkeley, showed in September that patterns can be used to guess images being thought of. Recreating movies in the mind, it's called. Development of direct neural control or virtual or physical devices would improve quality of life immensely for those who suffer from impaired communication skills. And so anyway, it goes on and on. I also put up another one from PLOS, as they call it, the scientific journal, and it's for public access, for public, for biology. And they go into it in more detail and show you what they're up to. But yeah, you'll be walking down the road, or there's a scan in your house, and you'll hear all these chattering thoughts as it goes through your head. And this is definitely the road to the future. Then they won't have to waterboard you or torture you or anything like that. They just scan you. It's probably here already, actually. Whoever they admit it to in the general public realm is pretty well obsolete. It's not an even better method by then. Plans to force households to have energy smart meters in Britain installed have been shelved over health and privacy fears. See, at least the people there had enough smarts to start saying, we don't want Nuked with this stuff every day and with microwaves. And it made such a stink that something was done. In Canada, nothing happened as far as I know. And we're awfully laid back here. I'm sure we get more dope or something than anybody else sprayed from the skies. Anyway, the government has promised that every household would have a smart meter by 2019, a £12 billion program to stop gas and electricity bills being estimated. Officials started advising plans to allow people to reject the smart meters, which communicate remotely from households to energy companies using FM and microwave. The move is a victory for campaign groups and backbench MPs who raised concerns with ministers that the devices emit electromagnetic radiation 24 hours a day and cannot be turned off. Privacy campaigners were worried that half-hour data on energy usage collected by smart meters could give clues about people's way of life, such as when someone is on holiday, at work, or asleep. They can actually tell where you are in the house, by the way, with that too. The Israelis invented that part of it. Sources in the Department of Energy and Climate Change said the proposal was shelved to avoid the program getting bogged down in lengthy legal disputes. There's been a public outcry recently about the potential health effects of smart meters in the US and Canada. About 400,000 have been installed in British homes. Most of the devices emit similar radiation to mobile phones. It's actually way above that, if you mean microwaves and wireless internet. Because, you see, they can use your house and then tap, they can funnel everybody else's signals as they're doing their surveys through your meter. And you hear the darn thing hum when it goes, believe you me. And that microwave goes way up. So, I see some people claim to be sensitive to electromagnetic fields. It gives them symptoms such as nausea, fatigue, and headaches, has been known since the invention of the electric motor. In America, utility companies have been hit with multi-million dollar class action lawsuits from people who've had the devices installed in their homes. Regulators see smart meters are safe. Of course they will. The protesters point to the American Academy of Environmental Medicine's opposition to devices. Bill Thurston, MP for Stefton Central, is now urging the government to see whether the smart meters will come with health warnings. believe people will benefit from having, and then the guy who's all for it, the energy minister's all for it. We believe people will benefit from having smart meters, but we will not make them obligatory. Actually, I think the cost is to go way up too. Once you get them in, the cost goes way up. It doesn't save you anything for those who don't know too much about it. And this one on, you know, Big Pharma. The world is so evil, folks. It's so evil. Big Pharma makes so much money from everything. All misery they can make money from. That's what medicine is based on, money from misery. And loss of money, too. And I'm putting up an article tonight to show you. They give them, people who have been addicted to heroin, methadone in Britain. And it's an artificial opiate, basically. You see a woman licking it off the street when she dropped her prescribed bottle. This is what they give them. And, of course, they never get off it. Back with more after this break.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's First Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. And an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because First Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla. And they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, First Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get First Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt. We're back coming through the Matrix. So I'll put that last article up too on methadone and how they prescribe like crazy. And the people are generally on it for as long as they live. And pharma's very happy that they've gotten addicted to this instead of heroin. And it's just pretty well as addictive. Now we'll go to the callers. Now there's Ron from Texas on the line. There, Ron. Hello, Ron. Hello. It's Phil from New York there.
Can you hear me?
Who's this one?
This is Phil.
Okay, Phil. Well, go ahead. Yeah.
My fellow thought criminal.
Yes, there you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller, relatively new listener. I'm learning a lot from your show, so I appreciate what you do. I was calling, you know, the Monsanto thing. I mean, it's just absolutely evil. I'm currently enrolled in a re-education camp here at the University of Albany, and my professor, you know, saw nothing wrong with this. You know, she loved it. She thought it was a good thing, you know, to feed the world. And even when I raised objections, they were always kind of shot down. I went so far as I printed out articles showing some studies in Europe that it sterilizes, you know, third generation. And, you know, she probably threw them in the trash.
She probably did. Yeah.
So, I mean, she, you know, I'll be nice because I'm on air, but she's a real creature, you know. I had a question for you. I noticed that they've been spraying, you know, like crazy.
Uh-huh.
All over the country. Is this something that's happening worldwide?
Almost worldwide. There's a few very wealthy islands and so on that don't seem to get much spray at all. But pretty well worldwide. It has been worldwide since 1998. Yeah.
98, okay. I mean, you know, if I say anything to anybody about it, or, you know, their eyes glaze over,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little... It's kind of frustrating, but, you know, I guess there's not much you can really do.
No. Well, they expect, they do. They've been trained to expect the mainstream media to tell them anything they should worry about. And they really believe that's what the media is for, like an extension of their brain. And it's true. They are the Grateful Dead, you know.
It's sad. They just regurgitate, you know, information. They can't even think for themselves.
They can't.
You know, a lot of my friends, you know, they just care about the football game, or, you know, next time they're going to get a drink. And,
yeah.
You know, it's frustrating. But, you know, okay, well, you know, I'll let you take another call. But, you know, thank you for what you do, and I'll call back another time.
Okay, Phil. Remember to ask your teacher how much funding to get from Monsanto at the university there.
I should. I'll do that.
Yeah.
All right, take care, Alan. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. And is Ron from Texas there? Okay. So, yeah, let's say that's how it really is in the real world. Everything's bribery, money passes and changes hands. And the Rockefellers and who's completely on board with the GM agenda, funds every university, actually, pretty well in America and Canada. And, of course, Europe, too, lots of them as well. So they're all funded from... the masters, and you ain't going to say anything bad about the master's agenda. Apart from that, the world is feeding itself pretty well. You can't even feed yourself at home anymore as you get more and more farms out of business. You see, this is the global agenda, folks. And eventually food will be used as a weapon. It already is. We're eating poison. Stuff is soaked in pesticides, and produces its own pesticides, and it's nasty, nasty stuff. So, that's where it is. But from Hamish myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may God or your God go with
the next.